Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 405, entitled New Show, The Nice Show, with Mark Westgaard, episode 1. It was published on Thursday the 16th of January, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and I'll be joined by Mark Westgaard in a few short minutes, but before that, a few bits of very short housekeeping. If you want to keep in touch with what we do at wpbuilds.com, head to wpbuilds.com/subscribe. Over on that page, you'll be able to find all of the different places that we hang out. I am hanging out, as you'll find out in a moment, on Blue Sky a little bit more. My handle over there is at nathanwrigley.com. So head over to there, and I'd love to hear from you on that platform, really enjoying it. The other thing to mention is that if you would like to get yourself, your product, your service out in front of a WordPress-specific audience, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to see how we can help you with that endeavor. There are a few companies in a moment that you'll hear from who have done just that. The other thing that I always like to mention is that if you enjoy the podcast and you want to share it on social media, but you want to make a comment, head over to our website and use the wonderful WordPress commenting system. So in this case, head to episode number 405 and leave us a comment there. We would really appreciate it. The WP Builds Podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also joined by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And we are also joined by Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks go out to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for their ongoing continuing support of the WP Builds Podcast. If you happen to come across any of their websites this week, be sure to mention that you heard about them from WP Builds. That really does give us a helping hand. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, something totally new and somewhat unexpected. I got in touch with Mark Westgaard a little while ago. He and I have been growing in friendship for quite some time now. And I said to him, would you like to do one of the new shows? We've got loads of people giving us contributions. So we've got Ray Moray, we've got Courtney Robertson, we've got Birgit Pauli Hack, we've got Tim Nash and Remke Stavries. And I thought it might be nice to get Mark on to talk about coding. However, when we started chatting, we decided, wouldn't it be nice to just do something a little bit left field? And so that's what we're doing. Now, I don't know how this is going to land. It's kind of WordPress, but it's kind of not. We're calling it The Nice Show. And genuinely, that is what we're talking about. We're trying to find things out there in the year 2025 online that we think are, in air quotes, nice. I think it's fair to say that the year 2024 has brought all sorts of interesting things in the WordPress community. Maybe online you are suffering from fatigue from social media. And so the endeavor is that this show is a bit of an antidote to that. Some of it is WordPress, some of it is not, but hopefully it lands well with you. If you've got any commentary about it, if you think we've missed the target, or if you think it really isn't appropriate, I'd love to hear from you. If you think it's a great idea and it cheered you up, I'd love to hear about that as well. Head to wpbuilds.com, search for episode number 405 and leave us a comment there. So here we go. Brand new with Mark Westgaard, The Nice Show. I hope that you enjoy it. Hello there. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. This is Mark Westgaard. That is Mark Westgaard's voice. Mark Westgaard is more than just a voice, though. He's got an actual body. I can see it. And he's joining me today, and he's giggling, which is the best way to begin this show, because we're trying something new. Back in 2024, late 2024, I reached out to Mark, and I said, should we do a show together? And he said, yeah, all right. And then I said, what should we do it about? And he said, I don't know. And I said, what about code? And then he said, yes. And then when we sat down and I tried to come up with some things that would work in an audio podcast with code, it was harder than I thought. So then we had another thing and thought, let's just do a show which is a bit of fun. And that's what this show is. It's going to be called The Nice Show. And it's that's it. So we're already giggling. It's the whole enterprise. And the idea is because the year 2022, 2023, 2024, and probably 2025 have been, in many regards, dumpster fires. There's so much coming at us from all angles, which is negative. It brings you down. We're going to do the antidote to that. We're going to try to throw silly content at you, some of it to do with WordPress, much of it not to do with WordPress, and hopefully cheer you up a bit.
That's right.
So if you've got any expectations of this being largely to do with WordPress, suspend it for this episode. And anytime,
just press pause.
Just press pause. No, yeah, go and find a different WordPress podcast. So it's called The Nice Show, and I've blocked it into different categories. But firstly, before we get into that, just tell us all who you are, Mark. Who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly. I never introduce myself. That's a good point. I'm Nathan Wrigley. Right, I run a podcast called WP Builds. And who are you?
I'm Mark Westgaard. I'm the founder of WS Form. Love the WordPress community and try to get involved as much as I can. And I'm doing this show now with Nathan Wrigley. We thought this up in the last 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. What could possibly go wrong? Sometimes the best ideas come just like that. And this is not one of those. But anyway, see, you're laughing.
Could be revolutionary.
You're laughing already. Yes. Okay, so here we go. What we've decided to do is we're going to block this episode into different sections, and we're just going to talk about nice stuff. And in order to do that, we're going to break it down this time around. Next time we do it, we might have different sections, but we're going to do people that we like, nice people. Nice people. Mm. Then we're going to do what I've called nice code. So anything, and Mark's got something up his sleeve for that. Nice community thing. That'll be a WordPress thing. Nice internet thing. So, we'll talk about that.
There are some nice things on the internet. Yeah,
exactly. You've got to look really hard. And there's only four of them.
There's four
nice things on the internet. We've managed to find
them. So we're going to be good for the next 4 months.
Yeah, that's right. And then hopefully something else nice will have happened. Nice real world thing. Looking forward to that. Yeah. Nice short video. Oh, what a joy this will be. I won't be able to show it because it's an audio podcast, but I'll tell you to pause it. I'll provide the link and then you can come back and spit your drink out as well. And then maybe, who knows, maybe there'll be some other things at the end. But first up, nice person. And together, I think we've decided on, who's our first nice person, Mark?
Our first nice person is Michelle Frischer.
Yay!
And what a nice person she is.
Yeah.
I didn't meet Michelle. I think I started chatting to her online through WP Coffee Talk. I was looking for places to advertise my business, and up she popped. And I started texting her, I think, online. And we didn't stop texting after that. I don't think we've had a day where we haven't texted each other.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, and we've obviously met at WordCamp and stuff like that, and we've built up a good friendship, Michelle and I, and she comes to visit us for her birthday. And we, my wife and our kids and Michelle have lots and lots of yummy meals together and a birthday cake. And genuinely, Michelle is just... she's just a lovely person.
Yeah.
And I don't know anybody that's met Michelle that would say otherwise.
Yeah.
She, we don't have enough time in this show to read out her WordPress.org profile for everything that she does for the community. I mean, she has spoken at so many events. She supports different WordCamps. I don't know where to start. between everything that she does, she is also capable of just being a lovely person to everybody. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say anything negative about Michelle.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I there's a load that Michelle does for me, not with me, for me in the background. And I actually can't remember when I met Michelle, but we do this Week in WordPress show, and I read out the bio, and she's deliberately cut it down because she does so many things that the bio was taking like a whole minute to read.
Yeah.
So she, I guess maybe she was being a bit bashful about that, but she cut it down, and now it's still giant, but she does so much in the community. She's got a really big heart. And and the stuff that she does for me, which helps me out, is wrangling the show. I'm not very good at finding guests, and she has that as a superpower because she just knows everybody. So she really, really, really helps me with that. So, so Michelle Frechette, there you get our award as one of the nice people on this episode. We don't have an actual award, but maybe I could send you a tweet or something to say you're a nice
We should
person.
Have had her on the show to do an acceptance speech.
You're officially nice. That's something we can do in the future, Mark. Maybe we should have a sort of award system where we send somebody an official.
We could just cold call them.
Yeah, that's true. Cold call them up, see what they think. But Michelle Frechette, thank you so much for everything that you do for me, and also I guess that you do for Mark or with Mark.
Yeah,
Mark.
Thank you very much.
I have some knowledge though about what she thinks about you. Because I know that she really likes you, because I also happen to know that you're very good to her, especially when we were at WordCamp US in San Diego. I have a very strong memory that you were being a very supportive person in her direction as well, because I don't think that event was everything it could have been, let's put it that way. And I think you were one of the people that stepped in and made a difference in that. On that occasion,
we're each other's agony aunts and uncles. Nice. That's for sure.
Nice.
But you know, that's what friends are for, right?
So Michelle Frechette, thank you for being you. We appreciate it. If you don't know Michelle, then have a look at the show notes, wpbuilds.com, search for this episode, and we will link to Michelle's bits and pieces there. The next one I wanted to mention, this will be our last one this time around, is Joe Dolson. Mr. Joe Dolson, who is one of the people who does the tireless accessibility work in the WordPress space. And I've been lucky enough to hang out with Joe on two or three occasions in real life, all too brief. But also, very graciously, he has decided to, in much the same way you are doing now, he has decided to do a show with me called, the WP Builds sort of accessibility show, for want of a better word. And it's really interesting watching him do what he does. He takes the websites apart and, you know, critiques them from an accessibility point of view. And I just really appreciate somebody who wants to be involved in that sphere of things. I don't quite know what that is, but I just really appreciate somebody who wants to make it their mission to improve the web for people who probably find it difficult to navigate around. And, you know, he's fighting the good fight. So there we go. You don't know Joe, so you can't really sort of chip in on that, can you?
I don't, but I want to know him, and I can't agree with you more that accessibility is important. And I think being good at accessibility on your website or whatever you're building is good for those that need it, but also for those that don't necessarily need it. It makes a website easier to use.
Yeah.
So I'm all for the advocates in that space. I know quite a few people in the WordPress space that focus on accessibility.
Yeah,
I have a lot of respect for them.
Definitely a few, isn't there? We could have mentioned any of those, but it's just the fact that I've been meeting him and doing this show. I've just got a real high level of respect for Joe. So there we go. There's our two nice people. Hopefully that's cheered you up, audience members. You know, you probably started the show thinking, what the heck? By now you should have a bit of a grin. Let's see if we can turn that into something a bit bigger as the show goes on.
Let's grow that grin.
Yeah, let's grow the grin. I like it. There's a phrase. So the next piece is Nice Code. And honestly, we're going to use this as an opportunity to promote something that you've been doing recently. And it could have been anything. Could have been your work, could have been somebody else's work. But we're going to plump for what you've been doing because you've been a busy, busy man.
I have. Yeah, I made the strange decision to decide that in my form plugin, I wanted to make it easier to style forms. And I thought, oh, this won't take long. And then 4 months later, I'm still...
There's nothing, you know, there's only a couple of the hundred. What is it, 400 different settings that you could come up with?
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's when you do a project like this that you realize how complicated forms can be, you know. Everyone kind of thinks of a contact us form. Oh, that's easy. But yeah, when you've got somebody building a window configurator for a window installation company, then you realize how complicated it is. So no, what we've done is completely rebuilt the styler in WS Form and made it use CSS variables, so it's super easy for people to develop with. And yeah, it's literally tens of thousands of lines of code behind to get it working. But then on the face of it, it's quite easy to use. So the idea is you can just go in there, click an element that you want to modify, like a field border or background color or a checkbox style, and then you can just use the sliders and other inputs that we give to change the look. And then you can export those, you can import those styles, you can have multiple styles per on your website. So you could have a style for your footer, a style for your header.
Wow.
Things like that.
Nice.
So I'm quite pleased with it. And we've had some really good feedback about it. So that's our nice bit of code this week.
Nice.
Or this month.
Yeah, this month. Tell me this though. If I'm an inexperienced user and I don't really want to sort of wrangle all the bits and pieces and I don't really want to get into the 400 odd settings, are there ways for me to just click a button and be like, okay, that's pretty good. That'll get me. Yeah, you've got templates that'll just...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the heart of it really is just a few different colors. So you've got your text color, your background color, maybe a color for the submit button. And if you change those, that does most of what you want. And then those colors kind of bleed through the rest of the website. But if you want to get a little bit more minutiae and a bit more detail, then you can go into specific elements, even like the calendar. You can go into a day and actually change the font style for that.
Oh, wow.
If you want to.
Okay.
So, yeah, it goes fairly detailed.
Okay. Just to make this a bit more fun, I'm going to throw down the gauntlet. If there's anybody listening to this who has WS Forms and wants a challenge, I will give somebody a whole US dollar. One US dollar if you can show me the ugliest form that it's possible to make. I mean, truly horrific. I want you to go absolutely berserk, make everything as unreadable as possible, as ridiculous as possible. I think that'd be entertainment, don't you?
And we'll make it a preset in the style template.
Yes. Okay. All right. The ugly form. Okay, that is
the ugly form,
nice.
Yeah.
So if you've got WS Form, go and make a truly ugly form, and then DM me on Twitter at WP Builds and let me know that you've done it, and we'll showcase. Maybe we can ourselves have a bit of a giggle next time and show some of those off. That'd be nice. Okay. Yeah. The next thing that we've done is, so we've had nice person, we've had nice code, that's your stuff.
Yeah.
Next one is nice community thing. So we're back to WordPress again. We're staying with WordPress just for a bit. And I got a couple of things. First one is a WordPress event. It's coming up soon. We're recording this in middle of January, 2025. Mm-hmm. I keep wanting to say 2024. I can't get that out of my head. 2025. And WordCamp Asia is coming soon. And excitement building up over there. You're going, aren't you?
I am going, yes. Mm. Yeah, it's going to be a long flight.
Of course,
Another long-haul flight. So I'll be playing lots of games on the way there. And then, when is it? Is it like, I think it's only a month away, isn't it?
It's 3 or 4 weeks
away.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, something like that. I don't actually have the dates to hand, but if you Google WordCamp Asia 2025, you'll be able to find it.
Are you going?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'm not going at the moment.
Yeah, I will be there with, Michelle's going. Bob WP will be there as well. We'll be next to each other on sponsorship booth. So we're looking forward to that. We usually get up to mischief.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to going to Manila, Philippines.
I might be there, but I haven't booked a ticket yet. Let's put it that way, but we'll have to wait and see. But I am what's called a media partner. So the mere mention of this is fulfilling that obligation. If you sign up to be a media partner, you have this obligation to sort of mention it before, during, after.
Yeah.
You have to mention it in, a sort of favorable way and promise not to be mean and what have you. And that's fairly easy because I love all that kind of stuff. But I don't know if I'm going to go yet. But Manila, which way round do you go when you fly? So you're not on the East Coast exactly of the US, but you're closer to the East than you are to the
closer
West.
Closer to the East than the West,
Do you fly west over California and then across the Pacific?
Yeah, it's funny, actually. We usually go west, and this time I'm leaving really late on a Sunday, and I arrive on a Tuesday because of the time difference.
Oh.
Because I leave just before midnight on Sunday and arrive on Tuesday.
So you're going to sleep throughout the whole of Monday. Monday's just written off.
Monday's just gone.
Wow.
And then, I think I'll come back about a week and a bit later. But sometimes when I've gone to the Far East, I go up over the pole. They sometimes go up over the pole and back down again, because Like, so I used to live in New Orleans. So New Orleans to like Singapore is literally the other side of the planet. So they would fly over the top. But I think they can only do that a certain number of times a month or something.
Oh, because radiation of or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you imagine also whatever's coming out of the engines is probably not all that favorable for the ice down there.
For the ice, yeah.
So here's a weird story. When I was about, when I was considerably younger, so when I was about four, it wasn't when I was four. You'll know why in a minute. I worked in a travel agent. I was not a four. For a very short amount of time, I wasn't very good at it, so I didn't last very long. And then I discovered web development, and I wasn't very good at that. But here we are. One of the things that I did in the travel agent was sell tickets over the millennium. You could basically buy a ticket, and one of the tickets that you could buy, and they were like red hot. The minute they came on sale, they went for crazy money. So you could fly from Sydney at like 4 a.m. on New Year's Day 2000. So you'd gone from 1999 to the year 2000, and you could fly to California and arrive at like 4 p.m., back in 1999 again.
And do it all again.
So that's exactly, it was basically full of a bunch of people who wanted to do the New Year's twice. It's very greedy.
But that's fantastic.
Isn't that brilliant? Isn't that absolutely great? But anybody coming your way, if they, I mean, presumably there were planes in the sky at that point, there would have been a whole bunch of people who just totally missed that entire day. It's gone. So there's our first nice thing, WordCamp Asia.
That and is a nice thing.
Yeah, the second nice thing I want to mention is something called the WPCC. I forgot the right number of C's there. Two C's. WPCC. I think I said it three times then. The WordPress Community Collective. And if you haven't checked this out, I think this is worth checking out. I will put the links in the show notes. But recently, and we chatted about this on This Week in WordPress just the other day, they have gained, and apparently it doesn't come without quite a lot of paperwork, a kind of non-profit status, what we would call charitable status in the UK. And and it's a way that people like you or I, if you have some money burning a hole in your pocket and you would like to spend that, but you don't know which endeavor in the WordPress community you would like it to go towards, you can kind of give it to the WPCC, and it's almost like a bit of an escrow thing. And they will distribute that money for you. So they take the responsibility of finding people that might make use of it. And you can just, let's say you give them, I don't know, $100, $200. You can then kind of say to yourself, okay, I've done a good thing with that, but I don't necessarily have somebody that I want to give it to. And they will take that task on. So I just thought that was really nice as well.
It is nice. They thanked me once, and I forgot who they were.
Oh.
And then I realised I had donated money to them.
Oh, I see. So there you go. You see, you were nice.
I did a nice thing, apparently.
See, in the endeavour to be nice, you have been nice.
There's a nice thing to give money to.
Yeah, there you go. WPCC, two C's. Again, links in the show notes. So that's our third nice thing. So we're halfway through.
Yeah.
The next thing is completely nothing to do with WordPress at all. And I've just called this nice internet thing. So this could literally be anything. But the nicest thing that's happened to me on the internet, or one of them, is the discovery of Blue Sky. You've used that?
I signed up for it, and I'm surprised how big it's got. And there is a nice WordPress community there, because a lot of people were there. Yeah. And that's basically the people I follow and that follow me, poor people. But it's a nice place to be, and it's a nice place to be right now because, well, in my opinion, there's no advertising on there right now.
No.
They haven't got to that point, so it's quite there's not much noise there.
I don't think that advertising free bit can last, can it?
I don't think it can.
Get in while you can. Enjoy it whilst the water's warm.
And then next year, the nice show will tell you the new social media platform to join.
Yeah, it's coming. Well, I would say permanently it's going to be Mastodon. But Mastodon's a bit confusing. So I think the mainstream adoption of Mastodon is a little bit difficult because you've got this whole server thing, which you've got to be involved in at the beginning as a first step, which I think turns people off. Once you've got over that hump, it's brilliant. But Blue Sky was, I'm going to use the word founded, it may not be the correct word, by Jack Dorsey, who was also the founder of Twitter. And I think Jack Dorsey realized fairly early on in the Twitter journey that Twitter should never have been a platform. It should have been a protocol. And that everybody should have been able to bind into this protocol, and you wouldn't necessarily need an account on Twitter. So that's what this is, and it's the @AT protocol. And the intention, let's see if it happens. Who knows? Maybe venture capital will get involved and kill it all. But the intention is that it'll be federated, and you'll be able to sign up with different servers, so people could set up their own server with their own moderation rules and things like that. But at the moment, it looks exactly like Twitter, except there's slightly fewer menu items. But what there is, the layout is literally identical.
The user interface is the same. All the wording's the same. It just doesn't have all the commercial stuff on it.
Yep. And I think it
seems to me like it's... Yeah, yeah. It seems to me like the temperament there is a lot nicer as well. There doesn't seem to be as much... I don't know why. It's because there's a lot of the same people there, but maybe I haven't followed the same people.
No, I think...
But it seems nicer.
Yeah, I think it's because there's no algorithm. So that's the other thing. Maybe there will come an algorithm. Oh, and I'll get onto that in a minute. But basically, you see who you follow. And if the people that you follow retweet, or it's called reposting or reskeeting or whatever, then you'll see that. But the blocking mechanism works. And so if you just come across somebody by accident, you think, well, I'll follow them. And then it turns out I don't really want to see what they're. You just block them and it really works. So it's just non-algorithmic feed and it's linear. You know, it's chronological. Yeah. So you're going to, if you haven't logged in for weeks and weeks, you won't see content from weeks and weeks ago. You just see the stuff that happened just the other day. But interestingly, this really could be interesting. The idea is that you'll be able to make your own protocol. So you could set on your version of Blue Sky, if you like. So in your account, you'd be able to maybe download in the future a set of rules to say, okay, if it's got the word WordPress in it, show it.
Okay.
If it's got the word WP Builds in it, block it. And so on, and everybody's going to sign up for that one, but you get the point. You could sort of say, okay, if it doesn't align with my stance on subject A, okay, I'm going to come up with some rules to inoculate myself against that. And I think that's really interesting, because then you can kind of police it yourself.
Because right now you'll just push stuff on X that is going to make them money, right?
Yeah,
it's going to push the advertiser, trying to give it more traffic.
Yeah.
So I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but on Blue Sky right now, I don't think it's giving you recommended content. It's only showing you stuff that you're following.
Yep.
So it's fairly clean
right now. It really is.
I think that's why it's got a good adoption.
And if you're interested, I'll put it in the show notes if I remember to. And if not, just DM me, which again, you can do. There's this fabulous feature called, now what is it called? Starter packs, that's it. If you've got a brand new account, you can find a starter pack that aligns with what you'd like. And on up to 150 people can be included in that starter pack. And with one hit of one button, you can follow them all. So I've created a WordPress one with a bunch of people that I think are worth following on Blue Sky. So it's called WordPressers, ERS at the end. So if you're interested and you're starting with Blue Sky, you can just download that starter pack. Well, I say download, you just hit a button and suddenly you're following all of the people in there. And then you can, do what you like, change them, what have you. But it could be anything, it might be that you're into some other hobby or whatever. You can download starter packs for all of those. And they're all made by human beings. They're not made by robots. So Blue Sky,
isn't that nice?
That's my nice internet thing. That is nice.
It is a nice thing.
Okay, next swing. Yeah, you're probably not going to agree. Yeah, this is just weird. real world thing. Nice real world thing. And I don't even know why I think this is so nice. I feel like a child saying it now. But I used to love swimming when I was a kid. I loved swimming. I used to... Oh, great story. There was a swimming pool about 500 yards from where I lived as a child. Let's say that my town was called Brighton. It wasn't. Okay. But imagine it was like Brighton swimming pool.
Right.
There was a great big sign really high up that said Brighton swimming pool. And somebody, at great risk to themselves, climbed up and removed the L from pool. And you can imagine how fun that was for a child my age.
And this is how Nathan's humour started.
This is the kind of toilet humour that I like. But the I used to love it, and I've rediscovered swimming, Mark.
Good.
And
good.
I find it to be the most pleasurable experience. So there is my nice real world thing. Do you share my joy of swimming?
I do share your joy of swimming. I used to go swimming every Tuesday as a child.
Oh.
My mum would drag me to swimming lessons.
It sounds like you didn't enjoy it. Dragged is not the word I was hoping to hear.
Well, it's funny, being a typical kid, I didn't like going, but when I was there, I loved it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I'd get a packet of Worcestershire flavoured crisps on the way home. That was my treat.
Wait. That's exactly what I did. Honestly, that's what I did. I went to the vending machine upstairs and I would buy a packet of Worcestershire sauce.
which they no longer make,
no,
right?
They don't stand. No, we won't get into that because that's not nice.
That's not nice. But no, I remember when I was about to get married, I thought, well, I need to lose a few pounds for the photographs. And I used to go swimming, like twice a week and just do breaststroke for an hour and loved it.
That is what I do. I go two or three times a week. I've recently rediscovered it. I'm basically sporting the middle age spread. And I thought it'd be good to sort of curtail the middle age spread a little bit. You know, I'm not getting any younger, believe it
That's
or
right.
not. And
That's
so I
right.
rediscovered swimming about July last year. And I am basically addicted. I go at stupid o'clock in the morning.
The
other day I was there at 5 in the morning for a swim.
It's open at 5 a.m. in the morning?
It's open at 5 in the morning. And
wow.
Guess who most
That's
of the
fantastic.
People are at 5 in the morning? This took my breath away the first time I saw it. Children, school
really?
Children, who are just like really into swimming, get it all done. They're out of the pool by 6. They get changed, go to school. But I was expecting myself to be more or less the only person swimming at 5 in the morning. No, it's full. It's full
wow,
of
that's amazing.
Lunatics like me.
Well, I guess it's like people going to the gym, right?
Yes.
Swimming's one of the best types of exercise there is,
I believe. No impact. No bodily impact. Hopefully it's having some impact on the overall levels of fitness and middle age spread. But no impact whatsoever. It's very graceful. And I was telling I'm in what's called a flow state, which is to say that I genuinely, it's like meditative to me. I'm sort of floating. I can hear these bubbly sounds. I'm not really putting a lot of effort in, if I'm being honest. And I don't really have any memory of the hour that's passed. I just sort of get into the pool. It's a bit like when you go to sleep and you wake up and you think, what just happened? And I get out an hour later and think, what just happened? And I love it. Absolutely love
it. I think you've discovered relaxation.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. We'll come back in a month's time and I'll hate it. And I'll now be into like dodgeball or something like that. Okay. So there you go.
Well, good.
Nice thing.
I think that's great.
And the final thing that we've got for you this week, sadly, I can't describe it. Not really.
There's not a lot that happens audio-wise in the clip.
But what does happen at the end is I'm going to send you I'm going to give you a link that I want you to follow. I don't have a short URL. If I was cleverer, I would have created a short URL. I don't know if Mark can quickly throw me a bit.ly link together whilst I'm talking. But just go and find this. And I don't know why it's so funny. It's not exactly rude. It's the sort of thing you could show to a child of any age, but it's not exactly not rude either. It's of a young man, shall we say, who's decided to take it upon himself to drink an entire 4-litre bottle of Dr. Pepper and see what happens. I just absolutely love his reaction when he realises that he's filled himself up with gas and apparently there's no capacity. He has no ability to expel it. It's just...
He just gets stuck in him.
He just
becomes a closed valve.
Yeah, it's so entertaining. It's brilliant. Have you managed to create as a short? Yeah. See, just the mere thought of it is making me giggle. It's brilliant.
I think you're probably better off going to the show notes, but I did a quick one with tinyurl.com. It's tinyurl.com/YCX23P. TX8.
Okay, that'll
but,
do.
But yeah, short. The show notes should be an easier
place to go. Yeah, we'll link to it in the show notes. But honestly, that is the... I have not laughed as much as that in a long time. And, okay, totally... Mark's having a bit of a coughing fit. He's had to switch his mic off. Just totally apropos of nothing. How many times in your life have you... Can you remember descending into uncontrollable laughter? Like, to the point where you couldn't breathe and you just wanted everybody to just go away and just stop because it was too much.
It happens quite frequently because I do enjoy doing that. I need to write down what it was about because I always forget it. And I think, I wish... But then sometimes I'll go back to a video that I was in stitches and crying and couldn't breathe about. Yeah. And I'm like, why was I laughing at this?
Yeah.
I think it had to be the right time for me to be crying about it. But
I remember being in the UK, we had this really, really not very good restaurant chain called Little Chef. And I remember being Little Chef when I was about 12 and a mate of mine just holding up a pancake. And for some reason, it fell on his face. And I thought that I laughed for like 10 minutes, unrelenting laughter. And then another occasion round a campfire when my friend put his shoe in the fire and the whole of it just sort of swelled up. He was perfectly all right, but there was just something just magical about him, his enormous shoe. I just thought that
we should have a section on nice memory.
Nice memory. Okay, we'll add that in for next time.
It reminds me of where I used to live as a kid, they would have a bonfire every year for Guy Fawkes, which, you know, for those in the US, that we have a Guy Fawkes night with fireworks.
Where we celebrate burning a human alive.
We do, basically, yeah. And my mum had just bought me a new pair of shoes, and I decided the following day to go and walk to the bonfire and walk over it. Unfortunately, it was still hot, and I walked back home wearing a pair of plates.
Oh!
Because the soles have melted.
I love it.
Yeah, there's a fond memory.
I have a friend, I won't tell you his name, but he has this technique and it's very effective. If he's feeling miserable and he's shown me it, right? He's actually shown me this thing in action. He begins laughing just very deliberately when he's not feeling happy. And he just goes, "Here." And then he goes, and within 30 seconds, he cannot stop. And you think to yourself, there's no way that's going to work. Dear listener, try it. Put yourself in a room where nobody's going to laugh at you and just give yourself a good minute run at it. And I swear it works. It's very effective and it's very nice. So there,
laughter is infectious.
It really is. It's a bit like yawning.
It is,
But
nicer.
Yeah, a lot nicer. So there we go. We've given you our nice people, our nice code, our nice community thing, nice internet-y thing, nice real world thing, and finally nice short video thing. And maybe next time we'll do nice memory thing as well. I don't know why I'm adding thing to the end of everything, but but there you go.
Nice things.
So, dear WP Builds listener, hopefully you take this in the spirit in which it was offered. I know it's nothing to do with WordPress particularly. There was a few bits and pieces in there, but you know, the year 2025, I just thought let's do something to cheer the listeners up a little bit. And Mark Westcott,
we all need it.
I appreciate you making me giggle today. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you making me giggle before and during the show, and no doubt after.
Okay, I really hope that you enjoyed that. A little bit off-piste, Mark and I really going in all sorts of peculiar directions. We obviously talk about all sorts of different things, some of it WordPressy, some of it not really WordPressy. I hope it hit the target. I hope that it cheered you up. Perhaps it's something that you want to leave as a comment on. Head to wpbuilds.com, episode number 405, you can find in the search, and leave us a comment there. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WP Builds. We're also joined by Bluehost. Bluehost. Redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And we are also joined by Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks go out to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for their ongoing continuing support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, that truly is all I've got time for. Join us on Monday for This Week in WordPress. It's live every Monday, 2 p.m. UK time, wpbuilds.com/live. We hope to see you there. If not, we'll be back with an interview next week. So all that I need to do now is fade in some dreadful cheesy music and stay safe. Have a good week. Bye-bye for now.